You're listening to SBS News.
Six new cases of coronavirus have been confirmed in Tasmania's northwest, where a cluster of more than 60 infections has caused two hospitals to close and up to 5,000 people to be placed into quarantine. Three of the new cases are healthcare workers, one is a hospital inpatient, and two are close contacts of previously confirmed cases. Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Brendan Murphy, has linked the cluster in the region to a dinner party held by a group of health workers. Premier Peter Gutwin says while Professor Murphy's comments are based on a rumour, he's asked police to investigate the matter.
We need to get on top of this. We need to understand whether or not there is any strength to the rumour, because at the end of the day, I am certain that there are many hard-working health professionals on the northwest coast that feel that their reputations are being maligned. People that have done the right thing, and we need to understand exactly what's occurred here.
The first infections in the region have been traced back to the Ruby Princess cruise ship, which is so far responsible for more than 600 cases of COVID-19 across Australia and at least 18 deaths. A criminal investigation is currently underway into why passengers were allowed to disembark from the vessel in Sydney without adequate health checks. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the state's police commissioner anticipates it will take half the year.
They've had literally hundreds of calls come through Crime Stoppers about this issue, and police have to follow up each and every one of those. They're obviously still in the process of working with the federal authorities in collecting evidence from the ship itself. What was initially regarded as a couple of months' work will now be in total 6 months, but we're a month into it.
New South Wales has recorded seven new cases of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours, bringing its total to 2,870. The state's chief health officer, Dr. Kerry Chant, says testing will be expanded this week in Penrith, the inner west of Sydney, Liverpool, Randwick, Waverley, Woollahra, Blacktown, Cumberland, Westmead, Ryde, Manning, and Lake Macquarie.
And that's because in those areas we have identified cases of COVID-19 where there aren't clear links to clusters, and so we want to assure ourselves that there is not broader community transmission occurring in those areas. So I would urge everyone in those areas to either call their GP or present at a COVID-19 clinic or their ED, depending on their situation, to undergo testing.
Testing criteria is also being widened in Victoria, where Health Minister Jenny Markakos says a further 10 cases of coronavirus have been confirmed.
From today, Victoria will have the widest testing criteria in the nation. We will ensure that anybody who has the relevant symptoms, that is a fever or acute respiratory symptoms, will be able to be tested for COVID-19.
Likewise, Queensland's infection rate has remained low, with just 11 new cases being confirmed over the past 24 hours. Despite this, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has warned it will still be many weeks before the restrictions put in place to contain COVID-19 are eased. He's told the Seven Network a spike in cases could still happen at any time.
Patience has got to be our virtue here. The National Cabinet is in the process now of looking ahead, but we can't get ahead of ourselves. The vast majority, two-thirds of the cases that we've had thereabouts, has been internationally acquired, and we have to be careful. We can't be complacent. We've seen what's happened in Singapore most recently. We've seen what happened in Sweden and other countries. You take your eye off of this thing and it gets away from you. It writes its own rules. So we do need to understand what the prerequisites are, the things that we have to achieve before we can start to ease some of those restrictions.
Meanwhile, new Treasury analysis shows the unemployment rate is expected to almost double in the June quarter to 10%. That's the equivalent of more than 700,000 Australians losing their job by the end of the year. It'll be the first time since 1994 that Australia's unemployment rate has hit double digits. But the Treasury estimates, without the federal government's $130 billion JobKeeper package, it would have peaked at around 15%. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.